Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Cross the State Lines. That's Joe.
This is me.
That's him, yes. I am Cherie. And that is me. Joe doesn't know what we are going to talk about today.
Nope.
I literally thought about it on the drive up here. I want to talk about rules.
Rules?
Rules.
I don't like them.
Rules, like some of the rules that you grew up with, why things are the way they are. Like, I feel like I started talking to myself on the way up here. And it was basically, it started with something. I heard somebody yell out the window. It was like the N-word, and I don't like it. And the rule of us not being able to say it, and my thoughts on if not everybody can say it, nobody can say it.
I completely agree.
And then after I thought of that, I thought of children and cuss words, curse words, whatever you want to call them. Why are they bad words? Who made it a rule that they are bad words that kids can't say? Because you end up saying them when you're an adult anyway, so like...
I think we're cueing the George Carlin episode where he talks about bad words, like the seven words you can't say, and then he says them all in a row.
Yeah.
I was going to dive real deep right away before we get a word from our sponsor and say that just a kind of a hypothetical question is like, would we really need all these rules if people didn't continue to cross the boundaries of, you know, in the area? And I'm not talking about like creative boundaries or anything. I'm talking about like people shooting each other, people killing each other. Would we need to have rules for that if people would just act like decent human beings?
Well, the rules came to be because of those actions that happened.
And it wasn't because of one person, because people kept doing this over
people
and over and over until we figured out we have to make a rule here, consequences. If you break this rule, this consequence will happen. So maybe this is just as much about consequences that it is rules.
Well, what's the rule then?
You can rule me out on this one.
It's treat others the way you want to be treated.
That is, yeah, precisely.
That is like one of the main things that you, I would assume, is taught growing up.
And I'm going to skip ahead also to something that I would probably say at the end of this episode, even though I'd say it earlier, is you know, if you feel as though you need some balance in your life or some direction, is to find somebody that you look up to and see what kind of rules they have,
and
see if it applies to what you
want
to do.
Rules. Those would just be like
rules to live by.
Style choices.
I would say rules to live by.
Yeah. I guess you could call it that. And now there's so many different rules. We'll just start when we're kids, first off.
Yeah.
There's no hitting. No,
don't talk back to your parents.
Don't talk back to your parents.
Don't hit Danny.
Yeah. It's not Sherry's fault.
Don't do the things that Sherry did. Sherry, don't do the things that Danny did.
Like, stay in school, don't do drugs, go to bed, brush your teeth, all these rules.
Wake up on time, get dressed.
But, like, not everybody has those rules. Some people make their own rules and adjust. I don't know.
Never forget the first thing your dad told me when I met him. The only rule is there are no rules.
And I've told you, I don't know if I've said this before, but he got that from me, apparently.
Okay. Either way, Marty, we love you if you're listening to you. If you're listening, or if you're listening to us, we're going to talk about. And we will see you Christmas this year. Be excellent. Be fun.
Yes.
So, which will be, there will be no rules down there.
Well, then again, there is also the rules of the road.
Why is it a rule of thumb?
I don't
Why
know.
Can't it be a rule finger?
I can't finger this one
out. Sherry, there's smoke's coming out of Sherry. listening.
And a pinky.
Oh.
And a little shocker.
Wash your hands.
Shocker, shocker.
Well, that's a rule.
Yeah. Wash your hands. I mean, don't pick that up.
So when we're little, like, I mean.
There's way more rules when you're little.
Oh, yeah. And I always.
But it's like, why? Because like, you're going to do that when you're an adult and learn on your own anyways.
So I learned it like this in this church class I took a few years ago on parenting when I had stepkids. It's kind of like an hourglass type situation. Like when you start from the bottom to the top, like you have, you know, you don't have many, like you as a parent, you tighten up the rules to at some point, and then you start backing off on the rules and letting them make decisions for themselves.
And it matters in age, too.
Yeah. I think rules are just designed to help people. They're supposed to be there to help people act in an appropriate way that will affect others in a positive way rather than a negative way.
It's for their healthy growth and safety.
Right. Like, I mean, you can't drink 16 beers and then drive down the road. Obviously, people have tried that, and it doesn't turn out so well.
Right.
So now there's a rule for it. But if people didn't, like, that's the other phrase, rules are meant to be broken. That's been said before.
I think I've said that before.
Probably other than
that. So then, with the rules of the road, would you consider them actually rules of the road or more like guidelines? Because nobody fucking does anything.
Well,
like
and if they're followed properly, I'd call them rules, but they're more like guidelines because they are kind of, you know, I can get the speed limit thing.
The limit. If it was like, this is the speed for this road, it'd be a different story. I mean, it's a speed limit, so.
That's quite interesting.
Couldn't exceed that limit.
Right, that's quite interesting because, you know, if you're a kid and you're watching your parents drive and you're a smart kid, you're going to be like, okay, well, it's 65, Mom, why are you doing 80? Well, that's just what you do. Well, what?
Right, because it's like
that's
the flow of traffic. Stay with the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
But it's like
screwing a kid up in the beginning. But then if you have somebody, say you're driving down the road and somebody in front of you is driving the speed limit, and you get upset with them, and your kid notices, that's weird.
See, I would only ever get upset if they were going under the speed limit. Like, if they were in a different lane, like, because there's different lanes, and they all mean something different. I don't know if this is actual fact, or that this is just made up along the way, that the far right lane is the slow exit lane. Yes, sometimes you have to exit on your left, but that's rare. Mm-hmm. And in that case, you would be then in the middle lane, in the travel lane, until your exit came up to this, then get into the left lane to exit that left exit.
And I would go out on a limb here by saying it might be a good idea for everybody just to go whatever the speed limit is. You know, I mean, as much as I am, you know, want to get things done and, you know, get somewhere faster than I could, if I was just driving the speed limit, I would say it probably would help out. People drove the speed limit.
How do you think they determine what the speed limit is on which roads?
Well, the problem is every day we drive, and I'm sure everybody can understand this also, you drive 10 minutes, you're going to see somebody doing something so stupid out on the road, you just can't even believe that they're, you know, driving.
Yeah.
They should just have their license taken away forever.
Right.
But, like, I don't know, I don't know where I was going.
Yeah, I keep losing myself too.
Yeah,
there's so,
like,
many rules.
I mean, and then the rules are out there, but this is what I'm saying, is they're not enforced at all, as often as they should be.
Yeah.
I see people when it's dark out with no lights on, or not using turn signals, which is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yes.
Using your turn signals. At no point is anybody ever going to be pissed at you for using your turn signals.
Right.
But, like, it's not enforced. I would love to pull over everyone that doesn't,
oh,
and be like,
"Kid,
hello,
yes.
You know, you need to do this." I saw an old lady just merge over in the other lane, right in front of another car, and slam the brakes on. And the only reason this other car didn't flick him off is because the light plate said something about God in it, like God's van or something. And I was like, yeah, they're not going to get pissed at him. It's probably good that they're in front of me rather than, like, me be in that position.
Right.
But you have to pay attention to what there's other people out there. If you don't follow the rules, you're going to affect somebody else.
So that could, I mean, yeah, that's, we've, our whole country has been already tested with this, and people have already failed.
Miserably.
Literally just to wear a fucking mask. Even if it didn't do anything, and you know it didn't do anything, well, like, just still no wearing of it. I mean, I know they suck, like, I'm so not, I hate the mask.
I think it's just, what you're getting at is respecting people's rules.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a rule for a place, a certain business that you have to get in, go into that requires, that suggests that you wear a mask.
Walking around.
Like, if
just
you don't
fucking
want to,
do it! Or
don't
go in that goddamn
just don't
place!
Go in the store. Precisely. Don't cause a, you know, issue with it. You know?
Like, we went into a place, I think we talked about it, Bygones, to where the rule is you had to be dressed nicely, so they gave Joe a jacket to wear, obviously, but he had no problems doing that because we wanted to go in there.
And they're very nice.
So we followed their rules.
They were very nice, and I would definitely go back there again. I would love to go back there again. And next time, I would follow their rules. Because they, I don't own the place. They own it. If I owned it, I could do whatever I want.
Exactly.
Same thing with work. I understand there's people above me. And there's people that, you know, create the rules that I didn't. You know? And I love where I work at. And I'm going to follow the rules. If I was in charge, maybe I would do things differently. Possibly. But, I mean, I have to follow the rules. If you want to make your own rules, you're gonna have to own your own business or own your own whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just what it is.
It just made me think when you were talking about at work and like rules of work, like not having your phone and blah blah blah, this and that, and what you have to say when you answer the phone. But then it's this and this. Okay. But then if you are playing a game and the rules are crazy, or somebody keeps changing the rules, that's annoying.
Well, I was thinking about playing Uno with Jai the last night we were there, and like he kept pulling cards out of turn, and because he wasn't following, because I had to keep reminding him.
He wasn't paying attention.
Correct. Because I had to keep reminding him of the rules, I told him, said, this isn't fun when I got to tell you the rules every time.
Yeah. I don't think it was necessarily the rules, it was just of him not paying attention, because
right.
It's pretty much like, it's not your turn, no, it's not your turn, no, green, it's not your turn.
Yeah, I was trying to keep on the subject of rules.
Right.
I think that's, I'm going to go on another limb here and say that that's probably why, at least I feel most comfortable at my own house because I make my own rules.
Exactly, you know what you want.
And it's still, I still have to, like, be responsible, but I do, like, I kind of make my own rules and I do what I want to do. But I don't, it doesn't involve me affecting anybody in a negative way. It's just my own rules, just what I want to do around the house.
So, if somebody were to come into your house, what would some of the rules be?
I think something I usually hold to with anybody else's house is
don't do mess in my bathroom.
I mean, that should be a rule for every bathroom. But
that's what our candle says.
Yeah. But like taking your shoes off.
Yeah.
Like I remember one time it was actually on this couch. This couch used to be upstairs, in the living room, and one of my buddies was here. Like he had his shoes on, and not only did he have his shoes on, but he had them on the couch. His foot folded up like I do right now, something
yeah.
like that. And I didn't say anything, but I'm just like, really? Like,
oh, they even had like statistics on literally brand new shoes just stepping outside, down your steps, to your car, and back. And there were like 15 million germs already on your shoe.
Yeah.
Now, if you went into somebody's house and they had like little booties right there for the door, would you think that's crazy?
Weird? Yes. Crazy? Yes.
What about like, I don't know, because this was a whole episode on something that I watched that was about literally the rule of taking your shoes off at other people's houses when you walk in, and that this one person would have a bin of socks near the door, clean socks that she would want everyone to put on when they went in the house. Interesting. I don't know. Like, I mean, say you have a party.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a problem with
like
rules that
parties nobody takes their shoes off.
I have a problem with rules that infringe upon the actual fun that you can have or enjoyment that you can have. Rules. I think it's something we learned a lot in school too. We got a lot of rules in school.
Yeah.
But I think that was part of the, like the middle of the hourglass, like tightening things up before you go out in the world and make your own decisions. Kind of like goes back this way.
Yeah, but that's
you start
where
to make
like
your
most
own
people
decisions.
Know they're like, well, I wasn't allowed to have sugar my entire life. Now
yeah.
I'm gonna go eat all the sugar I can. Now I'm a diabetic.
No, and that's besides the meow part. I think that's something that just. That's part of your decision making, part of the rules that you want to follow or do you not? It could go either way. I think it's about a balance thing. It's, you know, because there's a lot of like people that have, you know, they're and this could be on a whole bunch of different subjects, but have had rules placed on them that you can't do this or you can't do that. And then when they're presented with that opportunity, they're just like, well, that would be really cool to try out. And then they go off the deep end. Or there's balance there. You try it and you're like, I see why. Or you don't. But I think it's a balance thing there.
Well, okay. So when, I don't know if you had some of these rules in school. Obviously, they're there for a reason, but I don't understand this reason. Why you can't chew gum in school? Why you can't wear hats in school?
I think the gum thing has to do with where the gum ends up after you're done with it.
Gotcha.
The hat thing?
Well, that's just
I'm with
fucking
you there.
Ignorant, lazy kids.
Now, the hat thing, you go into, like, you know, maybe I noticed this more than you, but, like, some places in Lancaster, Lancaster City, like, and I ran into this at Altana. It's one of the last places we were at. There's three times I showed up to that place. You know, I don't like going to those places anyway, but with my buddies and going in there. But so the shirt I was wearing was camouflage. Can't have that in there. They couldn't get in. The hat I was wearing wasn't allowed to wear that. Couldn't get in. I was wearing a white shirt. Couldn't get in. It was gang affiliation.
A white t-shirt.
The stuff that I was wearing, yeah. It was just, and I didn't fight it at all. I get it. I mean, it's like, making rules, you kind of have to make rules for whatever, if something happened
what's
there, obviously.
What's in a fucking area?
Can't. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine more of that shit in Baltimore, a bigger city than Lancaster.
Well,
but I mean.
That, I mean, literally just the dress code could have been the same as way back in the day where it was like, no Irish need apply.
That's funny.
I mean, that's crazy.
What else was I was thinking about? Back to what I was saying earlier was, a lot of times it has to do more with the consequence than it has to do with the actual rule. Like, there's a rule there, but it's like, oh, I can't cross this line. But what if I cross the line? What's going to happen?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all about, I mean, I guess it would be more about the punishment than the rules.
Yeah.
But, like, so if you were, necessarily wasn't a rule that I knew was a rule, but it was, Sherry, don't cut your hair, don't cut your bangs, cut your hair all the way up to your scalp to try and get bangs. Cut your bangs off, and then I was in trouble, and I'd stand in the corner.
Who made that rule? Your mother.
I could see her saying it as
you
were saying
it. It necessarily wasn't a rule, but it was an act that I did that I got in trouble for.
You got in trouble for it.
And then it ended up turning into a rule because you're like, don't cut your hair. Don't try and get rid of your bangs by chopping them off.
Now I'm thinking about, like, rules as in, like, it's just like a family rule. Like, you and Danny, like, sitting down and just like the, the band down by the river skit. Comes in and, like, you know, let me tell you something about my life. My name's Matt Foley.
And I live by a band by the river! So switching from rules for a second and talking about being punished. What were some of the punishments that you had growing up?
Oh, I got spanked.
I got spanked.
And I know that's like a big like thing. And I saw a post on Facebook that said it perfectly. It says, you know, we weren't abused. We still respect our parents. We don't have issues because of it. Like, it was not abuse. It was just, it was a learning experience. It was a punishment. Yeah. You're not gonna teach. I don't believe in certain instances that you're going to teach any kid a certain specific lesson if they can't figure it out by giving them a timeout or talking to them about it. Sometimes it's just not going to work. You know, if you're talented enough, you can make that happen and solve every situation that your kid has by sitting down and talking to them. Good for you. Good for you.
Well, I feel like nowadays there's different punishments, like taking their electronic devices away.
Yeah, and I also, you know, I'm using caution here because, like, abusing your child is not good. Like, letting your frustration out on your child, not good. But punishing them in such a way that they learn from what they've done, that's the direction you need to take.
I think that's where why the whole spanking thing is going out of date, because there is a different way to punish your child other than spanking them. And it also all determines and depends on what the fuck they did.
Well, and see, look where society's going. It ain't working. It's not working.
Because, like, for the longest time, when I got in trouble, when Danny and I would get in trouble for something, all we had to do was go to our rooms. It was like, right. I don't care. I love my room. I was in my room anyway.
Yeah.
So that wasn't really a punishment for me, which is why I kept doing dumb shit.
Well, and
so they changed the,
like,
punishment.
It's like, you know, and I'm not saying every instance requires, like, a spanking. But if your kid does some stupid shit, they need to feel what stupid is.
Right.
We have
talked about this before, and I was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to actually remember any of what the bad things I did that resulted in a spanking, and I can't.
Well, we'll talk to Mr. G at the end of, you know, Christmas, and we'll maybe.
Well, yeah, because Mom was never the spanker.
What?
Talk about.
It was like basement.
I'm just thinking about like, so. Say you have some guy that just drives erratically every day, changes lanes without signaling. Like, you know, just swerving around every freaking car.
License taken away.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Say you pull the guy over 5 times, and you give him a ticket, and then he has to pay $20. Is that working? No.
Well, $20.
I'm not saying you spent. Listen, I just told. Hear me out here. Like, I'm not saying spank the guy, obviously, but the consequence, it's not big. It's not high enough. What's he care? $20? Here's $20, done.
So, it's
The only inconvenience is
either going to court to dispute it or paying the fine. And if this person just didn't care and just kept speeding and just paying the fine every time because they didn't care and they had money to do so, at a certain point in time, just paying all of those off, you still get those points on your license. Next time he gets pulled over, his license is getting taken away.
And I was
so
saying,
strikes you're out.
And I was saying, hypothetically, leave the points alone. It's just $20 every time. Like a certain offense that affects other people, like require deems a more serious consequence than $20 every time. You know,
right.
just putting that out there, just like to you're giving a kid a timeout that's not gonna get it figured out, like not gonna
really
change his actions accordingly. You can't keep doing the same thing.
So to change a little bit. Talk about what the, I didn't see the verdict or anything of what just happened.
Oh.
But about the guy that was getting charged for killing somebody because they were killing everybody.
Yeah, the Kyle
he
thing.
He stopped the killer from killing everybody.
Right.
And then I don't know what the results were, but it's like there's that whole, like now there's these crazy rules to where if somebody enters your house and is attempting to rob you and you shoot them and they leave your house and die, you murdered them.
Which is ridiculous.
It wasn't, I don't know, it still should, I mean, this
self-defense
thing is like...
That's basically saying...
Blurring the line on it a lot.
That's basically saying if you take your hand and put it on a hot stove, that it shouldn't burn. It's gonna burn, so don't put your hand there.
Right.
Don't break into somebody's house.
Yeah, they
you're gonna have to figure out something different.
Yeah, I mean, the mere fact that if you shot them, like say in the arm or something, and they left your house running, in order to prove your self-defense on that shot and instead of them going to the cops, you have to bring them back into your house.
It's almost
the cops get there.
It's almost
to prove
like
they were in your house.
It's almost like you're getting in trouble for somebody else doing something
exactly
stupid.
Like,
ridiculous.
I'm the victim here and I am having to prove myself.
Stupid. Stupid.
I do not
get that. And that's just
this is what I want to talk like
you're gonna go like
should
if I had if
should we have run no rules? Should we have no rules?
I think there needs to be certain consequences. The consequences are the thing there.
So the consequences
now
need
it's like,
to change.
We were talking about Brad was talking about the Kyle thing today because I didn't understand that. I didn't really get enough information. And here this guy like
the what?
Kyle Rittenhouse?
Oh, is that what I was talking about?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure, not exactly, but like there was something happened. They got a bunch of people riled up, and they started rioting. And he was protecting a certain business. I don't know all the information. Just explaining what I heard or what I understand.
This is his hearsay.
Yeah. So he shot four people and must have killed a couple of them. Injured another guy. They were trying to like, and he, you know, put out a fire that they set off in front of whatever business he was protecting. And he shot at people because they were coming after him. Like, I would think there'd be more people like Kyle. I think he's doing what he should be doing. Like, if you're going to cause trouble like that for other people, and you can make a difference, more power to you. Absolutely. He's put on trial? Really? You just wasted time. You people just wasted time. Wasted good time and made people question about doing the right thing. That's wrong. I'm sorry, but that's wrong.
Well, I mean, some people give them the right to question it because there are people that do need to be questioned sometimes. I was just thinking of another thing. I think it was a movie I saw where a guy wanted to be a hero, so he like called in saying that he knew that there was a bomb threat happening, and then inevitably, he was the one that fucking put the bomb there.
Yeah. far as, you know, people that are causing trouble rioting, you want to make a statement. You want to say that you're upset about something. Cool. Rioting? No. Not an acceptable form. Children are taught that, at least respectable children, are taught that at a young age. Grow the fuck up. These people that are rioting, let's not get anything wrong here. Like, they're pieces of shit. They're not abiding by the rules in such a way that they're affecting other people. Like, and they need to be stopped. If they're setting fires off, shit like rioting, like, I'm sorry, no. Kyle should be thanked for what he's doing and encourage other people that they feel as though they need to do the same thing to do it. I'm not saying that people should go out there and just start shooting people that they don't agree with. But if you see people rioting and you can protect something that's someone else's or yours in the right way, absolutely. Those people that got shot, guess what? Make some better choices in your life. If you live to see the next day, that's your reward. Use it wisely. Maybe don't put yourself in that situation.
Yep.
Innocent people, I get it, need to be protected. Like, people that are out shooting up things, shooting up people that aren't, I mean, like, okay, cool. Yes, put them on trial. Kyle? No. I'm sorry. He did the right thing. I want more people out there like him. Wouldn't you? I would hope so. I mean, I don't want random. I would rather have people with a good head on their shoulders out there with a gun than people that don't. That doesn't mean take away the guns. That means let's create a good example for other people. Like, get a whole freaking.
And also, when you were saying that, I was thinking that I had the term wrong. It's not the rule of thumb. It's the golden rule.
Yeah.
That's it.
Gotcha.
I don't know what the rule of thumb is. It might be the same thing, just a different term. Which are so many different ones of those if you listen to our words episode.
Words.
I
don't know why I did that.
Rules.
I feel like you're going to do like a cheerleader chant or something.
R-U-L-E-S. Rules!
There you go, people.
Rules. Rule! No.
Pete, your pants is the coolest. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Call me Miles Davis.
Incorrect.
Cool. Well, listen. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But maybe try and follow the rules. If you can.
And I think it just comes back to being respectful for everybody else. Like,
be a decent person.
Yeah, me and Rusty work. We don't agree on a lot of things at work. But I think the one thing we have agreed on is to be respectful of each other. You know, that's what we do. We're just respectful of each other.
Golden rule.
Yeah, it's not always like. Like, if you want to make your own rules, you're going to have your own, you know, have your own business or, like, you know, live in your own house.
And also give yourself consequences if you break your own rules.
Yeah, because really without,
then you all learn from them.
Without consequences and rules, it really opens up the door for a lot of things to go wrong. And mature, responsible people would understand where I'm coming from on that one.
Your boundaries.
So someone somewhere is crossing the line while crossing state lines.
Ooh.
Okay, that sounded a lot better in my head.
Yes, someone somewhere is crossing a line.
Or snorting a line. Where?
Someone somewhere breaking a rule by crossing state lines.
breaking the law, breaking the law.
You're not allowed to leave the state.
I don't know where that, like, snort the line came from.
What?
Just talking, thinking about line things, just lines and lines. Wow. I'm fucking weird.
Yep. Well, on that note, okay, bye.